Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Have several informative guests joining us later in the transmission today. We've got Oklahoma State Senator Randy Brogdon popping in for just 5-10 minutes to give us an update. The Senate has passed the bill there for 10th Amendment states' rights. We'll find out where that's going in the House or if it has to go into conference. Of course, you have the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, saying Texas may secede. They've got a poll out asking Texans if they want to secede. That is just a political stunt by someone whose political career is dead if he doesn't pose as a populist. And we have syndicated radio talk show host Raleigh James joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. Very informative, very intelligent, great talk show host. I remember listening to her when I was in college here in Austin, Texas, on KLBJ AM 590. So she will be joining us coming up today as well. Okay, here is the score. I'm going to open the phones up. We don't screen your phone calls, but I specifically want to hear from listeners on what's happening with the economy, the announcement and the release of detailed memos on torture. I specifically would like to get your take on the bills moving through the House and Senate to basically ban organic farming and put heavy restrictions on family farms and ranches, but waivers for big agriculture to shut them down. Obama appointee wants Soviet-style media. They're openly announcing that they want to license all reporters and one way of shutting down freedom on the Internet. This makes the Fairness Doctrine pale in significance. There's a host of serious issues I'm going to cover coming up in the next segment, and I will open the phones up on the Tea Parties, on the MIAC reports, on the federal reports, saying the veterans are the most dangerous threat, gun owners are the most dangerous threat, and are potential terrorists. This is finally starting to wake people up. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But if you watch what Obama's doing, well, a few months ago he released some of the White House memos on torture. The full memos where John Yoo and Attorney General Gonzalez and others are saying the president is the law. He can order children tortured in front of their parents. And by the way, the Washington Post reported in early 2002 that they were proud of it. They were selling it to the public. They said, oh, CIA section chief in the Middle East says they torture people's children in front of their parents, and then to sell the public on it so the public could kind of live through the torturers. They would have all the different TV shows like 24 and things show children being tortured in front of their parents, and so everybody could become psychopaths with them, be part of the mass devilish ritual, you know, being sold with suspended disbelief as the hero tortures the child, the most satanic thing you can do now being heroic. That is mind control. So folks would simulate torturing children to save America while living through Jack Bauer. And then in the real world, they were in the Washington Post saying, yes, we torture children in front of their parents, but you know, this is how we keep America safe. And then they kept calling it, well, it's harsh interrogation. We're getting tough. That's one of the headlines. Tough interrogations. You know, we're tough. We're Americans. We're tough. And then they say, Obama says, well, it wasn't really torture. We just chain you up in a standing position for 180 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the most savage forms of torture there is. You try standing up for 24 hours. How about standing up for a whole week? How's that sound?
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If I just come on air and nonchalantly report this news and just put it out there like it's another day in the jungle, it will only serve to further condition myself and everybody else listening to live under this. We have to, deep down, at even an unemotional level, commit as part of survival of basic liberty and freedom in our future to bring these criminals to justice. Because every day I realize more and more I am becoming conditioned. I am psychologically losing the battle with the New World Order. Sure, as people lose their jobs and get squeezed and go into bankruptcy, they're getting upset. They're finding out about the New World Order. They're finding out about the offshore banks, how they control the nation, how they ship in the narcotics, how they're turning us into a literal prison grid, and they own the prison, so they make the profit off enslaving us and consolidate the wealth. But I see mainstream news stories every day where hospitals want to inject babies with chips, so when they come back for doctor's visits, there's a whole record of their shots, and doctors want their, you know, people that have diabetes and other things to swallow microchips that stay in your intestines that they can then scan you and, you know, read what you're doing and track you for your safety, of course. And governments are trying to make military and police take the chips. And mainstream news says they're doing test programs of U.S. forces being made to take chips and the Mexican Attorney General's employees to take chips. And then it's so old news for me. You know, I read Army documents from the 80s and the mid-90s, how they were planning to roll this out. And then the Army War College in 2000 said that in the future they would make all the troops take chips and how soon they would replace the entire Air Force with drones. And then even if the military wouldn't follow orders, the elite can carry out whatever operations they want, removing that decision-making process from the troops. Everything's becoming centralized. And, you know, more and more, I don't focus in on the very key structures of the architecture of the New World Order. So, I need to spend more time on the overall master plan of the New World Order, and then we can go through and dissect and analyze key components in the overall structure. But I tend to focus in on this sector, that sector, little pieces of it. It's more important to focus in on the larger overarching program, or to bring in more balance in that area. If I come on this show and just focus on little parts of the scientific dictatorship, the final revolution, as the elite call it, we do a disservice. And you know, a lot of people tune into this show, and even though I'm giving all my sources to the points I cover, it's so horrifying and scary that people want to go into cognitive dissonance and deny the reality and the validity of what we're discussing historically and what's admittedly currently happening, because it is frightening to face this. So that's one side of people. One side out there who are just in denial. Then there's people like myself who live close to this every day and constantly study it. And it's kind of like somebody who works in a morgue for 20 years, whereas your first day on the job, you're vomiting, or the first time, you know, you're in, you know, you're taking anatomy, I guess, in medical school, and they, you know, bring out the cadaver and, you know, and it's in the formaldehyde, and you're looking at some old dead woman, you throw up. But the 50th time you see the old dead woman, it's like seeing an old friend. And I've never experienced anything like that, but talking to my dad who took anatomy, you know, when he was going to school to be a dentist, they still do the whole anatomy, and his descriptions of it, and then talking to other physicians, I got a small glimpse into that for several years, working for a large animal vet part-time and then full-time on the summers, doing cesarean sections on cows. You'd pull up, the calf would already be dead, its feet would be sticking out of her. You had maybe 20, 30 minutes to save the cow, and so she'd be in distress. You'd lasso her, tie her down. And then you'd, with fire ants crawling up your legs, stinging you, fire ants all over her. And after you'd done 15, 20, 30 of these, the vet would throw you a scalpel and say, hurry, she's about to die. Follow what I'm doing. And because it's a big incision, you got to cut through three or four layers. And the vet's cussing at you while it's going on, and you're slicing, you know, through the layers. No, this way. And then you're in there and you're pulling the calf out from the inside, then you're sewing her back up, the different layers. Well, after you've done that 50, 60 times, it's nothing. And that's what's happening to all of us with this New World Order. They knowingly take us and give us baptisms in evil. What do you think all the violence and murder and stuff on television does? They have the studies, literally thousands. Nothing's been studied more than psychology in association with television. And with the advent of television and violence slowly being introduced on television, people got conditioned to accept it. It wasn't that people 50, 60 years ago were wimps and didn't like seeing somebody being machine gunned on TV, even though it was fake. They would become upset because they were in the real world. Their brain saw that as real. That's why people 50 years ago, 60 years ago in combat, first time they killed somebody, the first four or five times they killed somebody up close, they might have gone through special forces training for it. But when they really ran up to somebody, grabbed them around the mouth, slit their throat all the way through the larynx and the esophagus and the trachea, and the soldier smells the person's bowels release, you know, that smell of death, the human mind associates that with your own death, and the soldier would, you know, keep going under adrenaline, but probably vomit a little bit. But soon they do it enough, why, it becomes something they like. And so the CIA, by design, released the Abu Ghraib photos. First, it was humiliation of the people to sell the public on liking it, and, you know, right at the fever pitch, right when everybody was so upset and afraid of Al-Qaeda. The Romans wrote about how they would show gladiatorial events and citizens being torn apart by lions and bears and gladiators so that next week when your neighbor was in the pit or you were in the pit, your friends and family wouldn't care. Your own slavery, cheering your own dehumanization. And so with the advent of violence on television, you see the crime rate start increasing. Because people then didn't have that inhibition anymore to kill. Whereas before, if somebody lost their job and was depressed and had a chemical imbalance or something, they'd go jump off a building or a cliff. Now, the idea is introduced in culture and hype. No, I'm going to go shoot a bunch of people. And the military developed pop-up targets of people for instinctive killing. They found in World War II, people shoot and bomb folks 100 yards away. They'd mortar people 200 yards away. But they didn't. They didn't like shooting people 5 feet away. And the Germans and the Russians and the Americans and the Japanese were all the same. Somebody 5 feet away, that's another human being, they would hesitate. And the saying is, you will hesitate if your killer instinct is not strong. You will hesitate and you will be dead, Marine. So they began the paper targets of people, the image of a person. And they said, my gosh, we've gone from 50% not killing to only 30% not killing. And then in the 70s, they developed these virtual reality systems with, you know, videos they would shoot at with lasers and other things. And then Doom was a government video game program. And then they dehumanize the human targets with their goblin-like monsters you're killing. And again, it's the abortion, the 50 million dead babies, all of this. We're being trained. So that's why 50 years ago, if somebody saw another fellow human killed on video or on film, they would get upset. Now people don't get upset. Even old ladies don't get upset because they've seen the simulated murders a million times. But if they see a dog getting killed by Marines, and see, that was a fetish by the Marines. Those guys were into death cult, and killing people isn't enough now, so it's fun to kill a puppy. So that's why Satanists kill a newborn baby. It's nothing to kill an adult human you've got bound down. You're a Satanist. You're going to kill a six-month-old baby. Or even better, the Satanists love to torture a two-year-old because they can really understand what's happening to them. And they're so innocent. See, you're being given a taste. You're being acclimatized. You're being baptized in hell. Your journey. What does the Emperor tell the newly risen Darth Vader? Go to the Jedi Temple, kill the younglings. Only then will you have true power. But see, that's what the New World Order actually believes in reality.
Baby, baby,
baby. We'll be back. I want to explain the journey into darkness and how it ties into them admitting the torture.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
What have I done?
You're fulfilling your destiny, Anakin. A young Jedi named Darth Vader. He was a pupil of mine until he turned to evil. Helped the Empire hunt down and destroy the Jedi Knights. He betrayed the
What must be done? What be done? Do not hesitate. Show no mercy.
Vader was seduced by the dark side.
Kill him. Kill him now.
Shoot it. Do it. Including your friend, everyone in the head, is now an enemy of the Republic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. But this is not a game. This is not a movie. This is not a fairy tale framed in another galaxy, in another millennium, a long time ago. This is happening now. And this is what tyrants that engage in the dark arts of world government and evil are into. They are seducing you with all the TV shows, movies. Homeland Security gave awards and had award ceremonies and admitted that 24 was their propaganda show with government funding. This is on record. And all these other copycat shows with episode after episodes, shows in England, shows in France, shows in Germany, where they torture children in front of their parents. And I'll never forget, right before 9/11, I was in 7-Eleven, and there was a magazine, I think it was Weapons and Technology of Law Enforcement, an April issue, and I'll never forget, and I grabbed it, and I rarely buy those, and I opened it, and it was a scenario with these former Special Forces people explaining to cops, what do you do if anthrax bombs are going to go off in major cities, and you've got to torture someone's child in front of them to save tens of thousands. And the police made the decision in it to torture children. Now, see, they were pre-programming you to find the cadres they need. They were pre-programming you. And then simultaneously with TV shows, after 9/11, at the height of your fear, they would show torture being good. Then they would release humiliating photos of the lighter stuff. The Army's own report by General Tagumbu, three-star general for the Army, stated that they would put acid on objects and rape people. They would rape children in front of their parents. You can read the Army report. Just Google Army report on torture. It reported 97% of those were completely innocent on the face of it, picked up at checkpoints for not having their papers in order, and taken to Abu Ghraib alone. That was one of 30-plus torture camps. But again, this is your journey to the dark side. Oh, the baby's a blob of flesh, have the abortion. Oh, let's go ahead and euthanize the old, it's their right. But then the government makes them die. And then the Wall Street Journal admits they're chained down, begging for food and water, and we list their names that we know of by the hundreds who are killed when the state gets them. They chain the old people down and take their water and food away. But then when they advertise to the public, they show the poor girl in Florida where you could debate whether she was brain dead or not. To again, make it look like it was reasonable. But then they ignore all the cases of those chained down, begging for food and water. We are a very wicked society. We are in collapse, controlled collapse. And I was reading this morning these headlines, Obama shields CIA officers over U.S. torture. This is from French news agency. Now, it's being spun here that he's gotten tough releasing the memos. No, he's releasing the memos and saying we have to protect the people that followed orders. And that is the Nuremberg defense. That's what the Nazis said. We were just following orders, and of course, that was a fraud. And so now they say they're engaging in all this tyranny, just following orders, and Obama's saying yes. Obama's saying yes. He can play a speech yesterday. He's saying yes. Because they were following orders, they are immune. He is actually saying Nuremberg was wrong. He's saying Adolf Alois Hitler and Joseph Stalin were right, and Mao Zedong. So he's setting the precedent, but they admit the type of torture, but then they lie and say it's not torture. We'll list the torture when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Boy, I can feel the rain today. It's like Noah's Ark here in Austin.
1810 to 1913. Made his great grandchildren believe you.
I love rainy days. I'd love to be stomping around the woods right now.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So,
Cyrus Jones live forever.
With my
grave digger. When you dig my grave.
With my semi-auto M1 hunting wild hogs.
So I can feel the rain.
Grave digger. And I'd go eat a big lunch, and then the evening I'd go fishing.
Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies.
Grave digger.
Grave digger. When you dig my grave, could you make it shallow? So
well, that's Willie Nelson. He needs you no introduction from the album Grave Digger.
Grave digger.
Okay, let's get right back into this, and I want to go to your phone calls. And then coming up, Obama appointee wants Soviet-style media. And no, we're not joking. They're actually announcing it. Begging over licensing. You won't be allowed to have a blog without a license from the government. I mean, you don't think Jay Rockefeller's getting up at the Senate saying they want to shut down the web and that we'd be better off without it. You don't think the feds are running around hacking through computer systems, taking over TV stations and messing up power stations to blame it on the Chinese for nothing? They're passing a bill for the NSA and the feds. The head of cybersecurity resigned. Obama's appointing, saying they're taking over. It's a police state. Yeah, they mean business. You think they're just going to steal your 401ks and then sit there and let you come after them? No. They're going to bring in hot tyranny. They didn't start advertising how torture is a new virtue because they were planning to sit on their hands. They planned to have a bloody orgy. Because that's what they do. So that's coming up. YouTube's announcing they're going to relegate all the user videos to a hidden subpage, just like they did with Google Video. You can't even find the top 100 and things anymore, so that's coming up. Okay, so the controlled corporate press in the U.S., most of them, Oberman's admitting the truth and saying that Obama's doing a horrible thing. But the rest of the press is, man, look at Obama. He released the Bush torture memos. Yeah, and said, we're setting the precedent to protect those that followed orders to do this. And folks, dunking somebody's head in a bucket. They always show you the field waterboarding where they stick a rag over their face and then pour water on it, which starts the process of grounding. But the real waterboarding is when they put you up on a stretcher, lean you to an angle and stick your head in the water. And the CIA brags what they do in their more advanced laboratories. They've even bragged a few times on Fox News. They've got drugs that stop your heart for a minute or so. So you're wide awake with your eyes wide open, and they stop your heart, and then that really gets folks to panic and talk. In fact, I have a clip of that in Police State 3, Total Enslavement, where they're bragging about it. See, back when they just staged their terror attacks, they thought they had you sold, so they came right out with it and said, yeah, we're torturing kids. We take acid and we rape them with acid objects. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, that's Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, trying to bring you over to the dark side, to burn out the good in you. And you sit there with popcorn watching Jack Bauer, all these soft ninnies getting off on it. But that torture, they're searing your conscience so you can be tortured, you fools. Obama shields CIA officers over U.S. torture. Agency French Press. U.S. President Barack Obama has assured CIA agents involved in tough, look at tough, people read that and go, I'm an American, I'm tough. Terror interrogations, he's not torture. They will not be prosecuted as he released graphic memos detailing methods approved by the Bush White House. Now, let me, for you, go over the forms of torture, which they're going to continue. CIA interrogation tactics, you read the fine print, all this is going to continue. A terrifying ordeal. Now, some of this from past articles where they admitted what happens, I can't read it. And they say, oh, well, it's just psychological. You know, they drug the guy up, they send in naked women, and they start throwing blood all over them and then chanting Satan in Arabic. That's been in past articles, and I can't say what else they do. And, I mean, this would freak any person out. Or they put them on drugs, and then they wake up, and they're dancing around in devil outfits. Or they put their head in cages with rats right out of 1984 with a rabid rat, you know, a starving rat hissing and scratching on the other side. Room 101, they do that. They put you in cages with spiders. I told you all this. That's what the detainees said they were doing to them. Now it's admitted. And then they ask, is it torture? 180 hours. Well, let me see. There's 24 hours in a day. What's 100? What's 24 divided into 180? How many days is that? Listen to this. CIA interrogation tactics, a terrifying ordeal. This is Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. We had to get tough after they hit us on 9/11. Oh, yeah, they hit us. The journey into the CIA's most extreme interrogation program began in darkness. Blindfolded, hooded, and wearing earmuffs, suspected terrorists were shackled and flown to secret interrogation centers. The buildings themselves were quiet, clinical, and designed to fill prisoners with dread. Detainees were shaved, stripped, and photographed nude, all part of the humiliation. But again, all part of the power trip for those doing it. Always pressing on the nerve of power. Very bestial people. The questioning began, and Bush kept calling them professionals, and he'd lick his lips and get this crazy look in his eye. And now Vanity Fair admits, in a huge cover story, that, oh, they have big homosexual orgies, the Christian conservatives at Bohemian Grove, exactly what I told you, exactly what everybody else has told you. They arrested the guy they caught in there. So, again, that's Bush, and this is what they like. I mean, it's reported, and, of course, Bush would, and Cheney would have the interrogation videos taken to them to be watched at the White House night after night. I mean, especially the Abu Ghraib with the kids. Imagine, they get to legally sit in there and watch kids being raped, their favorite thing. And Bush would, like, start licking his lips and get that excited look and go, the professionals, oh, the professional. It's so professional to go in and torture and rape the children. See how they, and but again, when you get into Satanism and black magic and evil, it's the openly announcing it in front of everyone. That's the highest level of enjoyment. And so that's why Bush would get up and do a little, ninny, effeminate little curtsy. You know, he'd get that little ninny look in his eye because that's what psychos do. What did Terry Gilliam in Brazil, when the guy comes in to torture him, you know, he's wearing a sickening, diseased baby face mask. See, that's the elite letting you know that they know what's really going on. And see, that's what Bush would kind of make that little baby, you know, little ninny face, that little Glenn Beck face, is the professionals, and he'd enjoy it, the professionalism of it all. Ooh, we're so professional in our little lab coats and gloves, torturing people. And it's so professional to go to the Grove and all these old men with all these $1,000 an hour gay prostitutes in there. And it's so professional when they have their own publication, the New York Post, talk about how Chad Savage was servicing them, the top gay porn star. They like to brag. And then Anderson Cooper, the heir to the Astor fortune, and Bilderberg Group, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Bohemian Grove member, who blew up at me when I brought it up, he sits up there licking his lips, and they keep giggling, repeating the word teabag, teabag, teabag on CNN in front of everybody, obsessing on their fetishes, obsessing on what they're into. And Gergen, the Karl Rove of four administrations, giggling and licking his lips and blushing as him and Cooper, you know, do all this. This is who they are. Orgies, Satanism, torture, and then openly announcing it to everyone. Because they believe that increases their power. That's why psychos always write letters to the cops taunting them. It's their MO. It's their pathology. It's their psychology. Blindfolded, hooded, and wearing earmuffs. Suspected terrorists were shackled and flown to secret interrogation centers. The buildings themselves were quiet, clinical, and designed to fill prisoners with dread. Detainees were shaved, stripped, and photographed nude. The questioning began mildly and shackled detainee facing a non-threatening CIA interrogator. But for detainees who refused to cooperate, the interrogation escalated in terrifying ways. Now, you notice that the Vietnamese wouldn't do sexual torture. They were above that. They would rip your toenails out and torture you and make you stand up for a week and you know, do the brutal stuff. But see, the globalists, the Western variety is always sexual because these are bisexual, sadomasochistic terrorists. It continues. Few people have ever witnessed the process, which was designed to extract secrets from high-value suspects during the years after the September 11, 2001 terrorism attacks on U.S. But Justice Department documents, which the Obama administration simultaneously released and repudiated Thursday, no, they didn't. you listen to it carefully, it's a legal argument. We're going to continue this. We're going to protect them. Describe the process from darkness to waterboarding in skin-crawling detail. Prisoners were naked, shackled, and hooded to start their interrogation sessions. When the CIA interrogator removed the hood, the questioning began. Whenever the prisoner resisted, the documents outlined a series of techniques the CIA could use to bring him back in line. Nudity, sleep deprivation, and dietary restrictions kept prisoners compliant and reminded them they had no control over their basic needs. See, that's why they want you off the farms. That's why they want you in compact cities, your kids under their control, drugged when they want. That's how they treat everybody. They want you under their control, chained down, so they can take their time with you and enjoy their luxuries. Those clothes and food could be used as rewards for cooperation. Oh, clothes in the freezing temperatures. Slapping prisoners on the face or abdomen was allowed. So was grabbing them forcefully by the collar or slapping them into a false wall. Now remember, this is all a whitewash. They admit, and it's been declassified, it's just not getting big attention, like Taxi the Dark Side. They would beat you for 24 hours straight with four or five guys taking turns until your body liquefied, the muscles and fat liquefied, and you died. And their favorite was like 12, 14-year-old kids. Because, see, they couldn't arrest any real Taliban or Al-Qaeda. They're all CIA agents and officers, not just assets. That's been confirmed. They have to grab innocent people. And most of them like to rape young men. So, you know, that's why they hire them. And that's happened. They hired former federal jail guards who had lost their jobs for raping. That was their main cadre. Slapping prisoners on the face or abdomen was allowed. So was grabbing them forcefully by the collar or slapping them into a false wall, technique called walling, that had a goal of fear more than pain. That's another lie. Water hoses were used to douse the prisoners for minutes at a time. The hoses were turned on and off as the interrogation continued. Prisoners, you know, at freezing naked. Prisoners were, this is what the Vietnamese did. North Koreans do. Prisoners were put into one of three stress positions, such as sitting on the floor with legs out straight and arms raised in the air to cause discomfort. And then they would chain you up where you couldn't sit down for a week. At night, the detainees were shackled, standing naked or wearing a diaper. Well, yeah, so they had to clean up the feces. The length of sleep deprivation varied by prisoner, but was authorized for up to 180 hours. So what's 180 hours divided in? So that's 7.5 days. Interrogation sessions range from 30 minutes to several hours. Can be repeated as necessary, as been approved by psychological and medical teams. So because it's a doctor, just like in the Soviet Union. Oh, it's the doctor. I'm a doctor. I'm a professional. It's not torture. Some of these techniques, such as stripping a detainee naked, depriving him of sleep, and putting a hood over his head, and prohibited under the U.S. Army Field Manual. But in 2002, the Justice Department authorized CIA interrogators to step up the pressure even further on suspected terrorist Abu Zabudai. And remember Sheikh Mohammed? They said, we'll hurt your kids. So he went ahead and said, okay, I bombed everything, including buildings that weren't built till 4 years after he was captured. Justice Department lawyers and CIA could place him in a cramped, confined box. That's what the Vietnamese did to our troops. See, that's torture when they do it to us, but it's good and pro-America when we do it. Because he appeared afraid of insects, they also authorized interrogators to place him in a box and fill the box with caterpillars. Finally, the Justice Department authorized interrogators to take the step into what the United States now considers torture, waterboarding. Oh, because the government said it wasn't torture, it wasn't. But when they say it is torture, it is. Like, they control reality. I'll never forget the White House press secretary 8-9 months ago, Bush's secretary, Perino, and they were saying, is it true the dollar's being devalued? Is it true? Is it true that the currencies can be devalued? Like, is it true the sun comes up? And she said, I can't answer that. I'd lose my job. And they said, okay. Is it true if I jump off a cliff, I might get hurt? Is it true, Mommy, that Santa isn't real? The Bush administration approved of waterboarding. A technique used was strapped to a board, his feet raised above his head. His face was covered with a wet cloth as interrogators poured water over it. The body responds as if it's drowning. Over and over again, the process is repeated. It's not like you're drowning. You're suffocating. You can't get air through the cloth. And they publicly teach all the troops. and special forces how to do this in interrogations. I mean, it's taught. So, see, this is how you're being introduced to all of this. Now, meanwhile, there was a reporter who wanted to go into a meeting to ask Katie Couric questions yesterday. It's up on Infowars.com. And the police come over, and he's a reporter, and he's waiting outside. And they say, no, you got to leave the university grounds. And he said, but this is open. I just want to talk to her when she comes out. And they said, no. So they grab him and start twisting his arm behind his back. And they say, sir, we'll quit twisting if you leave. See, that's torture. And I have footage of police. We're going to play it later when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv of them breaking pro-lifers and other people's arms with compound fractures. And the judges say that's completely legal. Now, if you don't think bones sticking out of your body is torture, see, we're treated worse than supposed Al-Qaeda.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds.
And poets and illiterates will rise again.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up at the 8 after, I will go directly to calls from Scott, Eddie, Tito, John, Robert, Paul, and others, I promise. Got a ton of news after that on the attacks on the First Amendment that are being openly announced by the White House. Mexico wanting our guns. How that attack is materializing. A lot more coming up. But in this segment and the next, I want to bring Steve Schenck up because he's the biggest storable foods company in the country, the highest quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, the longest continually operating. A great guy, and You know, I've got mainstream news here with the IMF and World Bank saying we are in a depression. Now, let's say there's a 20% chance, it's probably much worse than that, that everything's going to collapse. 90% of us were self-sufficient during the Great Depression for 10 years, and 7 million, according to major university studies, you can Google that, 7 million starved during the Great Depression, you'll get the mainstream news articles, and 7 million people starved to death. The globalists want to use food as a weapon. They brag about it constantly. You need to have food, water filters, firearms, things like that. And this is the place to get the water filters, the storable food. They got it all. So I wanted to bring Steve Schenck up in this segment and the next to give us a report on what's happening. Because as he reported 6 months ago, now it's mainstream news because he's a big food buyer, so he knows. Now it's in the news that a lot of farmers aren't even planning because they're so broke and can't get credit. Steve Schenck, good to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be aboard, Alex.
Tell folks what's going on.
Well, I tell you what, we have, you know, they say that there are three times when you can tell somebody's lying. Number one, when the check's in the mail. Number two, I'll respect you in the morning. And number three, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. The fact is that we've got a new bill, and I know that you've been telling people about this H.R. 45, the gun safety. And we've been talking somewhat about H.R. 875, the food safety bills that they're trying to ramrod through. And these two have similar issues. They are going to severely restrict the ability of our people to be able to function as we as Americans have functioned. The right to life, which is food, liberty, which is protecting ourselves, and the pursuit of happiness are right on the line right now, and it all comes down to what you've been talking about and what you and I've talked about for just almost years now. Very simply, what we've got going on is an attack on the ability of people to exist, literally, in this country. Now, I know that you've come up with this, you know, that you've mentioned a great deal about this H.R. 45, that is being promulgated by this ex Black Panther, this Bobby Rush. And you know, what does all of this have to do with food and the things that you and I talk about with people being able to live? The bill, this 875, is requiring the kind of reporting and the kind of the checks and balances that where people can be evaluated at any point in time, and if any possible contamination, if one little cell of salmonella is found on a tomato, the people can be fined, their property can be taken away, and these are extremes. Now, neither of these bills have been passed yet, Alex. But the fact is that somebody is thinking about this.
Well, during crises, they can get away with almost anything. They're openly announcing they want to register everybody and fine and fee everyone to have government-approved media. That's in the L.A. Times. So a lot of crazy things are happening. Steve, stay there. We'll be back in 70 seconds with the second hour with Steve Schenck. Get a pen and paper, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.